This morning's public reading from God's Word is taken from Jeremiah chapter 2 this morning. Jeremiah chapter 2, going to be reading verses 14 to 37 here this morning, basically concluding chapter 2, but way back yonder in verse 14. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste, his cities are burnt without inhabitant. Also the children of Noph and Taphanes have broken the crown of thy head. Hast thou not procured this unto thyself, in that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God? Now we've been reading out of the book of Jeremiah here this morning several times, and this is the third time from the third reading, either in public reading or whatever, or in the sermon, where God accuses his people of what? Forgetting him. When he led thee by the way, and now what is thou to do in the way of Egypt? To drink the waters of Shihor? Or what hast to do in the way of Assyria? To drink the waters of the river? Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know there and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Just like today in many churches, in many places of supposed hallowed worship, there is no fear of God. If you were to preach on the fear of God, people would get upset with you and accuse you of being one who peddles hate speech. For of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou sayest, I will not transgress. When upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest playing the harlot. Yet I have planted thee a noble vine, wholly a right seed. How then art thou turned into a degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? For thou hast washed thee with nitre and made thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord. How canst I say, I am not polluted? I have not gone after Balaam. See thy way in the valley? Know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary traversing her ways, a wild ass used to the wilderness, that snuffeth up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her mouth they shall find her. They shall find her. Withhold thy foot from being unshod, and thy throat from thirst. But thou sayest, there is no hope. No, for I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. As the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their priests, their princes, their prophets, say unto a stock, literally an idol, thou art my father, and to a stone, thou hast brought me forth. For they have turned their back unto me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. But where are thy gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise, if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah. And that's been mentioned before in our readings from the book of Jeremiah. Wherefore will ye plead with me? All ye have transgressed against me, saith the Lord. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, sounds just like Jesus talking to the generation of his day. See ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords. We will come no more unto thee. Twice we have heard that phrase come from their lips. Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. They trimmest thou thy way to seek love. Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, Surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Yea, thou shalt go forth from him, and thine hands upon thy head, for the Lord hath rejected thy confidences, and thou shalt not prosper in them. Amen. Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word. So here's chapter 2, and what do we find? We find that God has a controversy with his people. And God is going to communicate, okay? He's going to communicate that controversy through his prophets. Look at verse 30. What happened to some of the prophets who came with this message? God says, in vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword, notice, hath devoured your prophets. Beloved, that's the Old Testament. What do you find in the New Testament in the parable of the husbandman in Matthew 21? God the Father sent his servants to his choice vine, not a fig tree, but a vine, a noble vine. And God did everything to plant that vine in the best ground, removing all the stones and everything that would inhibit growth, right? And it blossomed and it bore fruit in time. But now, by the time we reach the prophets, that nation has apostatized, right? What did Jesus say in Matthew 21? I sent you my servants. Some of them you've killed. Some you've cut asunder. Some you've stoned. Ah, I will send my only begotten son. They will reverence him. And when the householders saw the son, they recognized him for who he was and said, there's the son, there's the heir. He must not live. We want his inheritance. So they cried for his blood in John 19. We have no king but Caesar. Isn't that beautiful? How it all mixes in here, or gels. Verse 31, O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords, and we will come no more unto thee. That, beloved, to me, that must be shocking for God to hear. Now, God can understand the Egyptians and the Syrians and the Babylonians and the Hittites and the Ammonites, who are all idol worshippers, like many Americans are today. But to have somebody who claims to be a Christian, and they have no relish, no love, no liking, no appetite for the scriptures, no love and no appetite to be in God's house on his day, to worship him and honor him in song and in praise and in prayer and in attendance to his word. You know what they're saying literally to God? Now, they may not utter it because maybe they're kind of afraid, but you know what they're uttering? We will not come no more unto thee. We want a God that is fashioned in our image. We want a God that's going to allow us to do whatsoever we want to do. And he'll look the other way. That is the God that is presented in many churches at this very hour. So once again, verses saying, God bless America. How about we look up to heaven beating our breast and say, God, be merciful to America. For in many respects, we are no different than ancient Israel in poking God in the eye over and over with our national crimes and sins. And one of those heinous crimes, is the public funding and the private funding and the individual funding of the assassination of America's unborn children. So may God have mercy on our land. Amen.